John! How nice. I was hoping you would be wrong.
How can I help you?
Thank you. I was wanting to, your brother sent me to collect more facts about the stolen plans, the missile plans.
Did he?
Yes. He's investigating now. He's, investigating away. I just wondered what else you could tell me about the dead man.
27, a clerk at Vauxhall Cross, MI6. He was involved in the Bruce Partington program in a minor capacity. Security checks A-OK. No known terrorist affiliations or sympathies. Last seen by his fiancée at 10:30 yesterday evening.
You see, I've got to go out. I've got to see someone.
Westing!
He was found at Battersea, yes, so he got on the train.
No.
What?
He had an Oyster card, but it hadn't been used.
I must have bought a ticket.
There was no ticket on the body.
Then
how did he end up with a bashed-in brain on the tracks at Battersea? That is the question. The one I was rather hoping Sherlock would provide an answer to. How's he getting on?
He's fine, yes. And it is going very well. It's, you know, he's completely focused on it. Poison.
What are you going on about?
Clostridium botulinum. It's one of the deadliest poisons on the planet. Carl Powers.
Oh, wait, are you saying he was murdered?
Remember the shoelaces?
Hmm.
The boy suffered from eczema. It'd be the easiest thing in the world to introduce the poison into his medication. 2 hours later, he comes up to London. The poison takes effect, paralyzes the muscles, and he drowns.
Well, how come the autopsy didn't pick that up?
It's virtually undetectable. Nobody would have been looking for it. But there were still tiny traces of it left inside the trainers from where he put the cream on his feet. That's why they had to go.
So how do we let the bomber know?
Get his attention. Mm-hmm. Stop the clock.
The killer kept the shoes all these years.
Yes.
Maybe. He's our bomber.
Well done, you. Come and get me.
Where are you? Tell us where you are.
She lives in Cornwall,